From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will allow hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking on Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. Authorities say hundreds have been evacuated in an Israeli village near Jerusalem as firefighters battled wildfires that forced thousands to flee around the country.
The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, have spread to more parts of the West Bank. Woodland near the village of Jebia erupted in flames. The fires have been burning for several days in central and northern Israel. They intensified on Thursday as unseasonably dry weather and strong easterly winds fanned the flames. Tens of thousands of people have fled the Israeli city of Haifa, where the fires have destroyed homes. Greece, Cyprus, Croatia, Russia and Turkey have offered to help fight the fires. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Palestinian authorities also offered assistance. He's blaming some of the fires on arsonists who he branded terrorists.
That was Paul Chapman reporting. A U.S. judge has ruled that Dylann Roof is competent to stand trial for the killing of nine black worshippers at a South Carolina church. Judge Richard Gergel made the ruling Friday after two-day hearings behind closed doors this week. The hearing was needed after Roof's attorneys questioned this month whether he could help them on the eve of jury selection in his death penalty trial. The 22-year-old is charged in federal court with hate crime, obstruction of religion, and other counts. This is VOA News.